Hello, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your breakthrough expert. Happy to be here with you today. I've got a really cool topic and a story I want to share with you. And maybe you can even hear my little girl snoring from where you are. I can certainly hear her. So it's kind of making me want to laugh. So I want to welcome everybody to today's call. I want to share something. I love sharing either my own stories or something that happened during a coaching call or something I experienced, because I just figure it makes it even that much more relatable to all of you. So I want to share something that I never in a million years thought I'd be able to do. So here's what happened. My girl Callie, and many of you may have seen her, she's my Cairn Terrier, was admitted through the ER at Angel Memorial Animal Hospital. And that was for a severe medical issue, and she stayed for a few days until she was feeling better. And one of the follow-ups for her care was what they call subcutaneous fluids, or also known as sub-Q, which means sticking a needle into her to allow the fluid to go in. And this process would need to be done daily for a week. And so when they first explained it to me, it was as if they were speaking a foreign language. I watched intently, but I just really wasn't comprehending the entire process. And my mind was full of all these fear-based thoughts. After all, I hate needles. How could I possibly stick my girl with one? And what if she hated me for doing that? And the second is, you know, how can I get her to stay still for this 10-minute process? And the last and most important one was, what if I screwed it up and did something that would hurt her? So first I figured, well, to avoid all those fear-based things, I would just hire somebody to come to my home to do this for me. And I tried several different places, even a vet service that goes to homes, but I just had no luck. And so then I thought, okay, you know, I'll bring Callie to Angel Memorial each day and pay for the tech to administer the sub-Q. But the problem is that we were expecting a massive snowstorm, an ice storm, and it would just make it impossible to drive there. And so that meant I had to find another way to do this. And I was running out of options, and it was really up to me. So I went to her vet and had them show me again how to do this. And they were there to guide me and walk me through each step. And I asked the vet to answer my questions, notably the question where I was afraid of screwing up. And she gave me a really complete answer. She didn't make me feel stupid and left me feeling reassured that I couldn't hurt Callie during the process. And I realized that this was a two-person job. I couldn't do it myself, no matter how strong I believed I was, because someone needed to hold her while I administered the fluid. So if you're like me, you might even be a bit uncomfortable asking for help. You know, maybe you don't want to bother the other person. Perhaps you're afraid you'll look weak or needy, or maybe you're worried you'll get rejected. And I had to put those fears aside and ask for help. And I'm really fortunate because my girl has a fan club, and one of my neighbors graciously agreed to help the entire week. And for an extra measure, I even watched a YouTube video on this very subject. And so we were quite successful the first time, although we had a slight glitch getting the needle on, and I had to contact Angel Memorial for help. But after that, it was smooth sailing, and we were ready for round two the next day. So the experience was a valuable lesson for me, as it got me out of my comfort zone in so many ways. I was willing to get uncomfortable and take action because Callie is my heart, and she needed me to do this. I was ready to ask and ask and continue to ask until I received the results that were required. So your action today is to think about one area in either your business, your work, or your life that you're not taking action because you're not asking for help. Who could you ask? You know, often we're taught to be strong and do things ourselves, to be independent and not ask for help or ask for directions. However, we usually end up procrastinating and then not getting the results we want. So I'm challenging you today to ask, what do you choose to ask for? And if even the thought of this makes you so uncomfortable and you don't know who or what or how to ask, I want to invite you to join me at my brand new event coming up. It's called Ask For It Live. And you just go to askforitlive.com. That's askforitlive.com. And if you register today, you're going to get super early bird pricing. So until we meet again, be brilliant.